Your afternoon with Paul McIntyre on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Do you give blood? Maybe it's on your list of things to start this year. If that's the case, I have another proposition for you. Have you ever considered placing your name on the bone marrow registry? Maybe it's something you'll get around to one day, right? Well, if my next two guests can't convince you to postpone no longer, then I'm sure no one will. Sally McShane and Lauren Anderson are mates with a very compelling reason as to why, particularly if you're between 18 and 35, you should seriously consider registering to donate your bone marrow. Thank you for coming in today, Lauren. How might someone become a bone marrow donor and how does it change a life?
Well, so you go to the Red Cross and you tell them that you want to give blood and that you want to be put on the bone marrow registry. So then they take a bit more blood and they test you and you could be someone's donor and that way you can save their life.
And what's your situation at the moment?
So I was born with congenital neutropenia. And basically all my life I've been quite sick, but in like the last 5 or so years I've gotten a lot sicker and I've needed a bone marrow transplant last year, but it didn't work. And so I need another one this year and basically it's my last chance. So, yeah.
Well, that's a very good reason for people to come along and to find out if they're able to become a bone marrow donor. And Sally, you've come in with Lauren as well today.
Yeah.
What compelled you to get involved in this campaign?
Because Lauren's my friend and I don't want her to die, basically. When she had her transplant last year, there was only one viable donor on the worldwide registry. So out of 38 million people, there was one. And that's the only one left to try the second one with again. And that came from the US and they think it didn't work because it was frozen. So we are putting this call out to get people in Australia between 18 and 35 to, I mean, it's so simple. You go in, you donate blood, they take a little bit more to go on the register. You're already guaranteed to save lives because you're donating blood. That is guaranteed. And there is a small chance you might be Lauren's miracle by being a match for the bone marrow. So, yeah, it seems really simple to us, just 18, 35, and especially young men. I'm not sure why that's the difference, but young, healthy men are more likely to be matches for people.
Why do you think it is that so few people do put up their hands to go on the registry?
Oh, I think even donating blood, people say that they're a bit scared to go donate blood. It might hurt a little bit or they don't have time. The reason Loz and I are good friends is because I also have a chronically ill daughter as well. And Loz is a huge support to me all the time and helps me as a mum understand my daughter's position and not wrap her up in cotton wool. You know, just because she's sick and, you know, really unwell, you've got to live at the same time. And I watched my daughter, even yesterday we had to go, she had to give blood again for more tests. She's 12 and she's terrified and she does it like a champion and it hurts her. The stuff Loz goes through with the bone marrow transplants aren't that easy. They have to rip your immune system down, chemotherapy. There is so many needles and bruises and I can't see why a healthy young man or woman can't just go spend 10 minutes giving blood.
Do you think it's something, without putting words in your mouth, but do you think it's something that perhaps a lot of people think, oh, I must do that, I must do that,
yes.
I must get around to it, but just never do?
Mm. Definitely. And we have a deadline.
Yeah.
Loz has a deadline.
Yep, so I've been given the date for my transplant and that's the 12th of May, which actually means that I'll be having chemotherapy on my birthday, my 21st birthday, so that's going to be a fun one. Before then, even if no one is a match for me, like we can save other people's lives too and I think that's really important. So, yeah.
And Lauren, what's the significance of the age group people having to be between 18 and 35?
I'm not sure. I think it, like, maybe the bone marrow is better when you're younger or something. We haven't
drunk as much as people my age. I don't know. We're not sure about that. But that is, if you go to the website and you ask the questions, that is the age group that they are most likely to be a viable donor.
Yeah.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. My guest is Sally McShane and Lauren Anderson, and they're in the studio to talk today about becoming a bone marrow donor and how it can save a life, how it can change a life. Lauren, for people that, I guess, find it difficult to imagine your experience, What do you go through when you undergo a bone marrow transplant?
So you go over, and if you don't already have a port in, you get that put in. So I get a Hickman line put in, and that's just like a direct line to my heart. So I get like chemotherapy through that and immunosuppressants and like heaps of antibiotics and fluids and everything. And then you start about a week of chemotherapy, and that's just to basically wipe out your immune system so that there's room for the new donor marrow. And so then it's day zero, and you get, it's basically like a blood transfusion. That's what it looks like, but it's just like stem cells, like bone marrow put in through your port. And it tastes like cream corn, and it smells like that. Yeah, like throughout the whole, like you can smell it outside the room, apparently. It just smells like creamed corn.
Do you have cream corn trauma now?
It's crazy. So that's day zero. And then you basically just wait. I think the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you build up a new immune system, and it takes ages, and it's really like that's the hardest bit because you're just waiting because you have no immune system. You're just waiting for something to grow.
You underplay it, but during all this time, during the chemotherapy stuff, she's so sick.
Yeah.
Like so sick. Almost got you this time.
And the hardest part last time was we were in stage 4 lockdown in Melbourne, and I just had my mum with me. And then in the last few weeks, the restrictions got so tight that not even my mum could visit me in hospital. So I was just sleeping all day and not eating anything. And it wasn't good at all.
How do you cope with that? What do you tell yourself?
Well, with my last transplant, I thought it was going to work. So I had no doubt that it wasn't going to work. So I just spent the whole time thinking, my life is going to get so much better after this. I'm going to be able to party all weekend and not have to worry about going to hospital. Like I had so many plans to do everything. And yeah, I had hope that, I would get better, but that it didn't work. So, yeah.
You mentioned the difficulty because of the lockdown. How else did COVID-19 complicate matters?
Oh, well, I mean, every time I went to hospital, I had to get a COVID swab. So I've had like over 10 COVID swabs. But yeah, I mean, no family could come and visit us at all, and no friends could. And it was really hard. Like it was hard just being like with the nurses. They were amazing nurses, but they had all the PPE, and I couldn't even tell which nurse was which by the end of it because of how much stuff they had on. And it just, yeah, it felt really, really lonely. It was not a good time.
Is there any way when you're maybe trying to explain to friends or family sort of how that process makes you feel? Is there any way to really be able to describe it?
Yeah, look, not really. I think my mum gets it the most because she was with me, but, no one really, like, down in home in Hobart really understood how hard it was, I think. Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, how important is it to have days where you just don't think about it at all?
Oh, my God, it's great, yeah.
Until, of course, you're asked to come into a radio station and talk all about it.
I've tried filling my days with lots of stuff to do. Like, before this next transplant, I've planned lots of things that, I want to make memories and stuff. So, yeah, I've got lots of stuff planned. Yeah.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. My guest is Lauren Anderson, and with her is Sally McShane. And I'm talking to them about, well, encouraging everyone really to look into becoming a bone marrow donor. Sally, how do you go about communicating to the public and raising awareness about this and encouraging them to come along and just try it out?
Well, that's the hard part, because as you said, people put it off. They're like, one day I might go donate blood. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I could go donate. Or I'm not sure if I can donate. Go in and check. Check if you for some reason think they can't. I've got Von Willebrand's, which is almost like hemophilia. So I always assumed I couldn't donate. I can, because there's so many different things that they do with the bloods these days. And even this morning I was getting my cup of coffee and I was talking to my coffee guy and there was a young guy standing there and I was like, how old are you? Oh, 24? Hey, have you ever donated blood? Like, I am just really asking everyone. So we've got some posters that people can grab from us, you know, put it up in your workplace. And if you're going to go in, bully one of your friends into coming with you as well. Oh, this is the only time bullying is okay. You know, ask your friends. You know, you've got to, if you go to the gym, young, healthy people in the gym, get them to go in and just spend 15 minutes of their day to maybe save someone's life.
And for people who maybe, for whatever reason, are unable to donate, mm-hmm. are there other ways that they can help?
Sure is. We have a GoFundMe and it is under the same name, Life for Lauren Bone Marrowthon, and you know, chuck some money into there, even a few dollars, because that will help. You know, her mum can't, you know, has no more sick leave, you know, left, and carer's leave. Loz can't work. Just chuck a few dollars in there just to make at least this next trip not stressful, just take one stress away from the family.
Because, of course, as you mentioned, there is that aspect of just being able to live day to day, aside from what Lauren is experiencing.
Mm. Well, she had to give up work. You know, she was, one of the young people actually, you know, have a job and all that sort of stuff. She hasn't been out of work, especially during COVID and with the bone marrow transplant and everything. So anything that makes the family's life just a bit easier would be amazing.
So again, for people listening who'd really like to either register and maybe donate bone marrow or to help out in another way, how can they go about doing that?
Easiest things to go to the Facebook page, which is, again, Life for Lauren Bone Marathon, and we'll have all the information on there. So if you donate blood, you do it under that name as well. You can join teams, and the GoFundMe page is on there as well. May is when, you know, Loz is booked in for the bone marrow transplant, so it's not one of those things put off. It's just go to the website now, you know, Red Cross, and book in.
Sally McShane and Lauren Anderson, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And for sharing your experiences. And I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.